time. All right, let's do it.
Welcome to Sex
and the Sex.
In the Sex.
This is a Sex and the City podcast. My name's Anna Wolf, and I've seen all the episodes of Sex and the City.
My name's Irvi Majumdar. I've also seen every episode of Sex and the City.
My name's Jordan. I'm watching for the first time now.
We are in a fancy studio for season 6 and really excited to be back.
This is it. We've said it before, but this is the beginning.
This is the beginning of the start.
It's over for you hoes now.
Yeah, watch out.
You better watch out. You better subscribe.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a great time. And if not, if it all falls apart, we'll see you.
It's never going to fall apart.
Season 6, part 2.
We're never going to die.
We'll never stop. That's the thing. People always think that we've stopped. And it's like the one thing that we've never done is stop.
Yeah.
And all this. We're like COVID.
Yeah. It won't stop.
Gone and then it comes back in a fever.
Yeah.
Put you in bed for 3 days.
Whenever anyone like mentions like, whatever happened to that podcast, it makes me so fucking mad because I'm like, it's still going. It's still brewing.
Still happening.
So yeah. Boring. We're so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we're really booked up.
Staring at a wall.
sorry, editing the podcast takes up too much brain space I can't do it.
I would like to say thank you to our long-term listeners, Meta and Lana.
And Gab.
And there are others.
Misty guys.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying the Misty guys. No.
I was like, and the Misty guys.
And the this Misty new guys. Group I discovered.
Misty guys. Checking in. I'd love it if we had a couple of Misty guys
Misty
from the
guys
pub.
Sounds hot.
They like sound Canadian.
I feel like people just like listen to this podcast for like a sound bath. Because like right now we're just all like, it's like, blah, 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 blah. Like anyway. But they don't. They listen because we talk about sex.
We have important things to say.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It would be a good sound bath.
I'm trying to bring it back on track.
Oh, yeah, true. It would be a good sound bath for people who had like low blood pressure to bring their blood pressure up. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Stress them out a bit.
Yeah.
Get that heart rate going.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really upset them. Or people who are too happy.
Bring them to this.
Well, my heart rate was really going on this episode of Sex and the City.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm kidding.
No, because there were so many different themes. So like so many different themes and like story plots within this episode. It was like a real big bang back to season 6, episode 1.
I was truly scraping the barrel of my mind to find a theme for this episode.
Freaking serious for episode 1.
Yeah.
Jordan.
I felt like it went for a movie length and it had so many fucking episodes.
It should get Oscars. It was like, it had so much. Do you understand, took proper notes for the first time and I've got like 3 pages of notes.
Yeah, me too. I've got 3 pages.
Well, I did take a lot of notes, but nothing from it I thought was good.
Nothing about the episode.
But I didn't pull, like, I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the thing. Well, this is the thing that I can like talk about.
Literally, gentrification was a fun episode.
What the fuck? Why did that happen?
Because it was like all about their meatpacking district and how there's all these like fancy stores.
Oh, yeah, that
there
was like
taking
a
away
theme.
Taking away the gay theme.
I think I just got in my head about what a theme was.
What is a theme in the exactly?
It's not like an English essay. It's not like you're like, what is a theme?
There were heaps. No, you're right. I'm wrong. I think it confirms in me that at this time of year I have 3 to 4 brain cells.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I really enjoyed it. It doesn't say I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was a really meat-packed episode, if I must say. But I didn't. I left it thinking, what was that about?
There was insider trading as well.
Yeah. There was a lot.
Is that a theme though?
Or is that just something that happens
in the
episode?
She's like to market and like stocks go up, stocks go down. Like,
but insider trading, would we say that's a theme?
Yeah.
Or is that
what about first
date?
Yeah, first date,
awkward sex, getting back on the wagon.
I think I don't know what a theme is.
It's, to be fair, we're not really, that's
no,
not,
really
you're
talking,
right.
Yeah,
not
we're not really
thing.
Talking
this
about themes
just a plot
right
point.
Now. We're just saying plot
okay,
points.
No, this
fair.
Is just a plot
fair,
point.
Fair, fair. I think I overthought it and I don't know why I started overthinking stuff on this podcast,
no,
which requires
no thoughts.
Only the smartest people listen. And a theme is like sex.
We smart people
love.
Listening.
Yeah, dude, literally Yale. My sister.
I have the
manipulation. No, these are all just plot points. Sorry.
No,
manipulation's
a theme.
Don't be down on yourself like that.
Thanks, guys.
Themes are things you can't touch. How about that?
OK, because there could be anything in the episode. Samantha Jones.
The floor is a theme and you can't touch it or else you'll die.
Lava is a theme.
Yeah.
Theme. Oh, what a theme. Is
an idea.
A theme is like a theme butterfly. Is
a,
life.
A butterfly you can't catch.
A theme is a stream, a never ending stream.
A theme is a thought. Okay.
A theme is a bee. A theme is a god. We're all themes.
Themes. But no, there's topics. So are you saying you have no topics to talk about?
I have heaps, but yeah. I'm just saying I struggle to find my theme.
Yeah.
Okay. For the episode. We're not even up to that yet. Shall I read out the IMDb?
Yes.
Okay. So I gasped before the episode and Irvy was like, what are you worried about? And it was because I opened up IMDb and on this episode, we obviously have our synopsis, which is our main one, but it's split in two. So there's something called a summary. Mm. So it looks like they've updated IMDb and there's a summary from KGF Fizzes, and then they have the official synopsis below that. I'm not about to read the official synopsis.
No.
It's too long.
Oh, like
I don't
from
know.
Like the...
I guess the from some
set?
Kind of
or something, some kind of
yeah.
like,
yeah, it seems like better and more
official.
It actually looks like it covers all the plot points.
No.
It seems like
no.
And they include like the actors in brackets and stuff like that. But I have, no. I don't have time for that. I'm here for KGF.
I mean,
GF,
to be
KGF.
Honest, that is very useful for like this podcast. Cause I feel like there's a lot of times like, who's that person no. with the Australian English accent? Like, yeah. But in saying that, fuck that.
We're abstract. We're abstract.
That's not
girlies.
The theme of the show.
The no. theme is KGF.
KGF's been our friend for 5 seasons so far. So
yeah,
we're going to keep with it.
We're going to kick mm-hmm. off. All right. Are you ready for the KGF summary?
Yeah.
Yes.
Carrie has overslept and rushes like crazy through bogged down traffic.
Was she overslept or was she just in a
she was
rush?
Just late.
She
just
rushed. Did we see her wake up?
She puts on a coat.
Yeah, well, that's not... She hasn't overslept. She could have just done anything.
This won't shock you at all because he doesn't really love full stop. So we haven't even done the first sentence yet. So I think the first sentence, oh my God. I'll tell you when the first sentence is done.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Carrie has overslept and rushes like crazy through bogged down traffic, for she has the honor, ding, 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 of opening Wall Street by ringing the bell and has her first official date with Jack Berger, but takes the girl's advice to date simultaneously, notably graphic designer Applegate.
Oh my
a
God,
disaster.
That's so funny.
Full stop. First sentence done.
That's, so that's too long.
That's too long. Makes no sense, but that's all we're in
that's
for.
That's fine.
I mean, I did know what was going on though, to be honest.
I could. I sometimes
that
I'm like,
so
I visually saw it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miranda finally admits being in love with Steve, Baby Brady's father. Charlotte tests Harry's determination to not marry a non-Jew, but even sex fails. Ooh, Samantha what? Is happy in her sexy neighborhood where a pottery... This guy loves Samantha.
I love it.
Where Pottery Barn looks more like an out of place... Looks more out of place than S&M leather.
Right.
And notices okay. the incredibly attractive Wall Street yuppie Chip Kilkinney moving in at her building. When she welcomes him in with a kinky gift basket, he accepts her dare to drop his towel and to take it. And to take it.
Take it. Wow. Take it.
They have hot sex and he gives her a hot stock tip. Alas. When she has him handcuffed. Alas. When she has him handcuffed the next day.
Wait, what?
End of summary.
No!
That's not it. Is that the end?
Alas, when she has him handcuffed for the next day.
Wait, what was before that?
So that's a whole sentence there. And before that was when she welcomes him with a kinky gift basket, he accepts her dare to drop his towel to take it. They have hot sex and he gives her a hot stock tip. Full stop.
Alas,
when she has to handcuff him the next day.
She doesn't do that because she's not like a spy being like, you're an inside trainer. You're handcuffed with it. She handcuffs him because she wants to have sex with him. And it's actually alas. A really cute moment. But alas, I love the word alas.
And he doesn't even like go back to like Carrie and like the first dates or whatever else is going on.
No. Oh, right. Yeah.
No, he
I was
really
like the guy from
it.
The stock market.
He doesn't even check in on Carrie. Imagine if he becomes one of the girls. He's at brunch from now on.
Oh, cute. Charlotte.
Gonna
suck.
I thought great summary, some of the best. I'm looking it is tantalizing to look at the official synopsis, but I don't dare. I trust our memories.
We know what happened. We know what went down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I trust our summaries and our themes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all thought of a theme.
My theme is sometimes you just ring a bell and people go fucking crazy.
I was thinking about this too.
That's a good point.
Because I was thinking, how famous is Carrie? Because also she's in New York. Like she's not that famous, but maybe she's only famous because she's like niche famous for like a small magazine. So maybe there'll be and because there's so many people in New York. So maybe there's like a big amount of people that know her, but in terms of population of New York, it's quite small.
Mm. Does she maybe like also... like, is ringing the bell for the stock market that big of a deal? I guess it kind of is, but it's also like maybe that's like...
as high as she can get.
As high as she can get. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when like musicians like audition for The Voice and like it's a joke, but then nobody turns for them and it's awkward.
Maybe.
Like Anastasia. She did The Voice.
No.
And nobody turned around for her.
Are you serious?
Wait, when?
This was in like, I want to say like Norwegian The Voice. It was some like weird Nordic country and she was like in town.
Was she famous there?
She was famous.
Like in that country?
I feel like, yeah, because when they turned around, everyone was like, fuck.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. I think she's kooky. But yeah, so Carrie is ringing the bell for the stock market to begin. I guess it starts at it. Honestly.
She was running late.
That
I could literally crash the market.
God. Can you be on time for once, Carrie?
Jesus Christ.
For one thing. What I did like happen? Her quote though.
Oh my God. Nice. It was very like the next two episodes, whatever. It's very like 2000s.
Yeah.
But like all, like every character has a different like genre good. Of 2000 or like different area or different.
Yeah. I've written down all the girls have ugly earrings at brunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's ugly. Miranda's earrings? They're like super, super dingly dangly.
They're like all dingly. Dream catchers.
Yeah.
All dingle berries.
Dingle berry. Anyway, yes.
Do you guys remember when someone
rang a bell?
What time did we start singing this?
Singing.
Okay, I will say six. Oh, no, we can look at the time there. Oh, also six. That's great. Yeah. I think that... do you remember when there was this like a big thing that happened where somebody accidentally pressed... the $1 billion button instead of the $1 million button.
For Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, for the stock market.
Wait, what does that even do?
So like at the start of the day, they trade like the base, like trading thing. You are asking the wrong person. But like the trading thing is like, we're trading $1 million today and then boom, 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 boom. And like someone presses that button.
Wait, what?
Somebody.
Oh my God.
They're asking the musical theater graduate.
I've never realized how much I do not know about the stock market.
I try to write an essay about it.
It's just $1 million.
No,
every time
that's like, but that's like, that's what they use as like the, that's how they work out the amounts of like, oh, the Dow is up $3 and this is up $3. It's all like prompted by
$1 million
that goes onto the stock market.
But couldn't it be like $10 or whatever? Like,
it could
why
be,
is it?
Or it could be $1 billion. So one day someone accidentally pressed $1 billion.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe myself either, but I know that this happened. I know that somebody pressed $1 billion.
But I also, now I just like really don't know how the stock market works, like at all.
I can't explain what it did, what it meant, but I remember freaking out.
You freaked out.
I freaked out because I was like, well, I think I still had like 2008, like,
yeah, the stock market
like thoughts.
Crash.
I was like, fuck, what does that mean? And somebody
like
was like,
super.
Somebody was like, oh, it's a bit fucked for like some companies or whatever. I actually can't even, like, I can't believe I'm explaining this. I shouldn't have even brought it up, but like
that's
somebody
trauma,
pressed $1 billion instead of $1 million.
Are you sure it wasn't like,
and I'm like,
deal
it,
or
was
no
it
deal?
Carrie? Yeah, what? I'm gonna look it up. Talk
that's
about
that's crazy.
No, don't explain it yet. Don't look it up yet, John, because I want to know exactly what you thought happened. Only because you're probably right. I'm realizing that I really don't know about the stock market.
I don't even know what it does, and I did do one subject at uni trying to figure it out, but I just like,
can you explain it then from just your one subject? What is John talking about in terms of you can do the stock market with $1 million or $1 billion?
I don't think it actually matters that much in the end, because like the world's money is like,
yeah,
like billions and billions.
Isn't it just like, it's not like, yeah,
it's probably just like a fuck up, but no one.
No, I don't understand what Jordan's
much.
Saying.
I don't think it happened.
Oh my God, bitch! This is exactly like on TikTok where you're like, did you know with precipitation? Like you just made up this bullshit thing.
No, it's someone pressed $1 billion. Wait.
Google's
like,
do you
mean like someone traded a billion stocks instead of a million or something?
There's like a button that starts.
Is that what Carrie's pressing? I think it's just
anymore.
A bell.
Okay, I'm going to find out what happened, but we can't find out until now. On the hunt for the businessman behind the $1 billion scam. What was this?
Is that it? Is it just that someone, it was like insider
training?
Okay,
no, that was from this year. This is like a long time ago. This was like at least 5 years ago. I swear I was like at uni and someone pressed a billion.
Is this like someone did the touchdown? Like whatever the fuck it was, Australian Idol.
I swear on my effing life.
Or the golden button.
It was oh no, someone pressed a billion dollars. And it was very.
I
don't know if there's a moment where they do press, like, what do you. I don't think
it's
Carrie rang a bell and that was the start of the day. And somebody has to press a button to make the little things go.
Yeah, but that's not a billion.
That's just turning on
the computer.
That's like Tats Lotto.
I'm gonna between we're recording two episodes today, and between episodes, I'm gonna call my brother who works in finance, and I'm gonna ask him, and he's gonna be like, "What?"
He's like about to do the stock market thing. You fuck him up.
You fuck him up. You've ruined him. He was gonna do the $1 billion question. Or whatever
I was gonna have a fun little riff about Carrie pressing $1 billion.
It won't make sense in this world, though.
But you'll have to come back for Ep 2 and
find out, which will come out in 2 weeks. don't worry about it. Anyway, so yeah, I've written down, remember when that guy pressed $1 billion instead of $1 million button? Mm. And then they're at brunch and like, it's insane. The hullabaloo that happens at the stock market. It looks like I'm like, oink it's oink crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I wrote down it's exciting. Excitement at stock market is cool.
What do you reckon it smells like in there?
Paper, probably
sweat. A like lot of different perfume.
Yeah, expensive perfume,
cologne.
But it kind of reminded me of the time of like you know, Catch Me If You Can, and it's like how you can't just do that, like modern Catch Me If You Can is just some like incel at their computer hacking into stuff, whereas like back then it was like Leonardo DiCaprio and it was hot.
So you know the Grand Theft Auto trailer that came out for Grand Theft Auto 6?
No.
So it was really, okay, so.
Where is it
Do
based?
I look like?
It's on, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Is it like Vice City, San Andreas, LA or something?
Somewhere. But it has.
Does that have $1 billion button?
No details.
This is gonna get billion crazy.
Crazy billion. But it was leaked. Like it wasn't released by them. It was leaked by this hacker. And so what happened was this guy had been arrested. He's like a British hacker, and he got arrested and he got put in like a special like hotel prison because I think they were like worried about how he'd go in prison. So he got arrested for like some other shit. He was hacking all the time. And then he was just in this hotel room with a remote and a TV, and he used the remote and the TV, like no phone, no laptop, to hack. This actually happened because this is from the news. And
did you watch it or did someone tell you
someone
about
told
this?
Me this was when I was at Triple J and we did the news cross. Oh, and the news, the journalist
though?
Told, yeah, because we had to cross with him and talk about it.
But
so we talked to the journalist about the news and we kept talking about this guy. So it, like, this is from a journalist, Tim Shepherd. Look
when
him up.
Was this?
This would have been, I want to say, the 27th of Jan.
But he used a remote and a TV.
A TV, and that's how he hacked into the gaming company's profile and leaked the GTA 6 trailer. Oh,
what's the TV? Did it have like a console, like a PS4?
No,
or
it
something?
Was a remote and a television.
Like a smart TV though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's but even like look it up.
No, but I don't think he didn't
like
have
a computer.
There was no internet access. Like there was no like website.
No,
you can deny me.
Smart TV you can look up on like YouTube.
Do you think
and
they're giving
like
prisoners smart TV? He was in like in a prison.
It must have had internet access or else it would have just been nowhere.
I think that's why it's so shocking, because if it had internet access, it wouldn't make the news. He figured out how to give it internet access.
It's like having a then that makes sense. Yeah. But I feel like it had the capacity to get
it
internet.
Must have.
Yeah. Or else it's
but
like,
I couldn't do that with like a regular TV.
Absolutely. But or else it's just like him holding a book.
Yeah, yeah. And then making
and shaping the world.
But that's what they're like worried he'll do.
Do they think he's a witch? Do they think he's a magic?
I think he's a witch.
This is cool.
I don't know how we figured it out.
That actually sounds like kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, I think we should let him out.
Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say.
Totally.
And apparently he told the judge, the judge was like, he has to go to prison because he was straight up like, if you let me out, I'll just do it again. I love it.
Wow.
He was like, I'll keep doing it.
Just hacking into stuff.
That is kind of hot.
Yeah, that is kind of hard. What's it look like?
I don't know.
Did you say you crossed over to him?
No. I shifted.
You were just in that prison being like,
yummy.
No. Work out or?
But very funny, fun to think about. Yeah, all the girls are looking really ugly at the front. Yeah. Just like, poorly. Not even the dress. It was simply just the earrings that really bugged me.
The accessories. Accessories weren't great.
No, I think their clothing is okay, but the accessories aren't great. Love Carrie's jacket.
I loved her jacket too.
It had like patchwork
or something, right?
Cool.
It was pretty. It looks like a tapestry kind
of. Yeah, it reminded me of the musical. What's it called? Like Technicolor.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Gary in the embroidered denim jacket.
Wait, was it a denim jacket?
No, I don't know. I can't remember this jacket at all.
It was like a long silk jacket.
Yes, it was like, it looked like it was beautiful material or something.
So technical.
Yeah.
I have that when they're talking about their dates and stuff and Charlotte's like, find out his. And then she says bottom line because she's like obsessed with whatever her husband's name
was. Harry.
Harry's bottom line being like that she needs to be Jewish. But before she said bottom line, I literally thought she was going to be like, find out his star sign about Berger, which is what I like to
do. I do wonder what Berger's star sign is because there's something about him isn't hot.
Yeah.
Like it's too like.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
Oh my God, what are you going to say? Yes. No, maybe he's a Gemini or something.
Maybe.
Which I like Geminis, but I'm just like, maybe he is. No, I'm a Virgo, but no, have a Gemini.
You guys both have Gemini moons. I'm not, can't.
My notes also.
No, my moon's a Scorpio. Wait, is it? No, maybe I'm Gemini. I don't know. Oh God, I'm having a cramp.
Hang on.
Maybe it's just a fart. Hang on.
Oh, was that it? That's so quick.
I didn't shit.
I don't know what star sign he'd be.
I'm so confused about Berger. And he's like someone from like, this perspective of like, I haven't watched the whole season or anything like that. Mm. I just keep writing down, what is Berger? Why is Berger here? What's going on?
You know what the
where
issue?
Are we, where am I going to see the end of Berger?
I think the issue with Berger is that he lets Carrie do her performative shit. Mm. Like they both do their performative shit together where they're literally not saying anything. They're just like, wouldn't you love a cream pup or something? And they're like, I was a blah. And they're not actually having a conversation. They're just being, Carrie even does this whole like, is it this episode where he's trying to get sexy?
No, next episode.
Okay, so done nothing. But like they're just so performative with one another. And also like, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like he'd just get really fucking boring. And maybe that's why in the past he hasn't like stuck around and stuff like that, because you would just get tired of him.
I think he's boring and he's also like, they met because he's a writer as well. So I feel like she's trying to be like intellectual and be like leaning into that. And I don't know why she likes him. I think it's like, I feel like male artists, sometimes they have that, like writing people, just like that. Maybe you sometimes think like their cynicism is like hot because you think they're smart, but it actually just ends up being cynicism. Smart.
And also like he's as smart as Carrie is, which is like kind of average. Kind of just an average.
He signs off on the like leaving her a message because they're like trying to finally organize some kind of like a movie date. And they're also like, it's so like, it's exactly what you were just saying, Irvi, when they're like, we're going to go see a movie that everybody likes and we'll hate it.
And I'm like, I hated that. So I know, like, why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. And then he signs off being like, this is Jack Berger, not Kerouac.
Oh my
and
God. I was like, you can't bring up Jack Kerouac past the age of like 17. Like that's
you
gross.
You cannot.
No. Who is that?
On the road, heard of it?
He wrote that
book. It's like every guy.
Yeah, he drove the truck.
Which is literally about just like some guy ditching his wife.
Wait, this one or The Riders with Jack Nicholson. What's that one?
No.
That's Easy Rider.
I thought you were going to say Of Mice and Men, which is a good book.
I love Of Mice and Men.
That's a beautiful conversation. Book.
Cool. John Steinbeck. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, that would be different. They're never bringing up John Steinbeck, these motherfuckers.
They should. It's so beautiful.
Well, they can't.
Because it's not mask enough. It's not mask enough.
Because it would be too vulnerable.
Yeah, because they are vulnerable in that.
Of Mice and Men's a perfect metaphor. It's like, it's a perfect metaphor for life.
Yeah.
Don't fucking pat the bunny too hard.
Don't pat the bunny too hard and look away when you
have to shoot someone in the head.
Have to shoot someone in the head.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
No, spoiler. You guys can
guys. I actually was really shocked by too. That when I read it.
Oh, I cried.
I cried so much.
And then I felt like I was doing that to my first boyfriend when I broke up with him. You shot him in the head.
I love that you see your boyfriend as like the mind of a child. And you're like, go, Lenny. Go.
I remember just like dreaming, being like, one day we'll grow up and like have a house and stuff. And then meanwhile, in my head, I was like, no, we weren't.
Right.
You know, the lie, as you say. It's funny.
I love that shit.
That's nice. I'm not that's sweet. I'm not crying.
You keep saying I'm not crying, but you're crying.
You are crying.
I'm crying with love.
Anyway, Jack Burger does seem like did you fart again?
Oh my god, are you serious?
Hang on.
Don't do it now.
I know we can't.
We gotta hear it.
I think
we can hear it.
A guy was doing a speech at like COP24 or whatever.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I'm so sorry.
We're going.
I had a bit of an upset tummy today.
Ew.
Not in terms of shit. Just in
what
terms
else
of,
gonna be in terms of?
I'm just gonna move this out with me.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna go? Do you have more farts? No. Or you've got it in your jumper? It's okay. Just let it out.
Just let it out. It's okay. You don't have to be shamed.
It does really smell bad, though.
It hasn't hit us yet. And, you know, the AC is really whipping it around.
I can't smell it yet.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm back.
It sounded like you were choking. I can't smell it yet.
I'm trying to breathe in too deep.
I don't want to know.
Jack Burger seems like a guy that we would all like. I feel like if I watched this in like my teens, I would have been like, Carrie, what about Jack Burger?
Mm. I think if I was 16, I'd find him attractive.
Yeah.
But as anyone over like 23, it's like boring.
Guys who are grumpy, just like get over it.
You know who she needs to give a go? The guy she goes on a date with.
Oh my god.
As her practice first day. Let him have another go. That was a freak accident.
Hilarious.
I laughed. Me too. I lolled, especially with the beach.
Oh my god. Okay, can we just like go through his blow by blow today? Because that was so hilarious.
A minor bird was in my house today. I was like, oh my god.
Jordan has like the weirdest birds around your house. Like that was like okay, so I was at Jordan's house like, I don't know, 2 months ago, and there was a minor bird walking around with like one leg.
Oh, yeah.
And like a stump. And I was like, what the fuck? And apparently it was like, what happened? It was like stuck in your...
It got stuck in the floorboards of the deck. Like,
is that the same minor bird? I feel like you've been talking... I feel like it's been there for years.
Yeah. I think so too. So what happened was this bird got stuck in the floorboards and then it kept trying to fly away. My brother, I wasn't there for this. My brother was there and he called like Wildlife Victoria and they were like, it's an invasive species. We can't give resources to like saving this animal. So you just have to put it out of its misery if it's really stuck. And then Connor was like, oh my God, freaking out.
It's really sad.
If it's really sad, put it out of its misery. And then it just like yanked its like body away from its leg, like pulled away and its leg was just there. And then it flew away and then it keeps coming back.
And it keeps coming
back. Yeah, 127 hours.
Yeah, I know, but like he had to like real snap and soar.
I guess we don't have
wings.
Could
we just like pop off?
I think you could. Wow. I think anyone could.
If you really needed to. If you like stuck under a boulder or something.
But like, yeah. Oh, I guess.
But could you actually pull your like skin?
Could you pull your arm?
I couldn't.
Like a joint? Like, you know, like a chicken wing or something. You like can pop it off.
You can do that for sure. Yeah.
People have amputated stuff all the time.
No, I know that it's physically possible. I mean, like with yourself, could you just like pull it off without snapping
it? You could imagine pulling your finger off.
No, but I can't. But maybe that's just my brain stopping me from achieving what I could achieve if I
really wanted to. Because I think that the thing is that like the issue is that if you were to do it with your bones, you still have skin. So you have to pull the skin and the tissue and the muscle apart.
Yuck. Well, it's disgusting.
Yuck.
Hey, I didn't bring it up.
Why would you do it?
Anyway, it's back. But apparently minor birds have like a lifespan of not that long. So it can't be the same one.
Oh, really?
Maybe there's more. There's going to be more than one.
With a missing leg.
It does seem like
But yeah, the date was just like so funny. So Wait, are we skipping? So yeah, they have lunch and stuff.
Wait, we were talking about
she's doing practice dates.
Yeah,
she's doing practice dates before the big date with Burger.
Yes,
and she's freaking out about like what to wear and stuff like that. And I'm like, you should, because
yeah, it's just like not she those earrings.
Business casual at this fucking
totally, and she's bought six outfits. Totally get it. Now that initially I feel like that was actually going to be my theme. That it's not really a theme; it's just an observation. That. Watching this episode now, this time, I feel like Carrie's two lines actually hold up, because before I was like, I just thought they were dumb, but now I relate.
What lines?
So she says at one point, she says,
your notes look so pretty.
I know, I was being like full girl, school girl. Yeah, she says, if you have bad stock, you could lose your shirt. If you have a bad day, you could lose your will to live.
That was so funny. Which is
like so funny. Initially, I was like, Carrie, you're such a bimbo. But then now this time I'm like, you actually could. Like, I feel like, especially if you have a bad date after like 50 bad dates with just like different people, you can lose your will to live.
And famously, no one's killed themselves after
a stock market crash. Exactly. I was like, people literally kill themselves after stock market crashes all the time.
You just lose your shirt, guys. Okay.
You lose your shirt.
Because yeah, you're falling off a building after killing yourself, but it's flying
also,
off you.
Also, what do you mean you lose your shirt? What does she actually like, mean by that?
You lose like lost all your money. You've, yeah.
It's oh. like you lose a shirt off your back. No, because
no one's buying my shirts.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah, because you lose the shirt off your back. That makes more sense.
Yeah. The second quote that she says that's good is, there is the type of date you can't wait to keep and the type of date you both know you'll never keep after she sees.
Oh, yeah, totally. Aiden, yeah.
Which is really
that's every
true.
Conversation I have with anyone ever. I'm like, and next week, absolutely.
Like, we should always
we're never
going to
see each other next week.
We're never going to see each other again.
I think she should. Like, I know that this is like a TV show and this person doesn't matter, but like if somebody had that bad, if I was watching someone have a bad date with me, like that pigeon guy, oh so they're God. Trying to have this lunch. He keeps like tripping over a pigeon.
He has a sty in his eye.
Are you looking at my sty?
He's like, you're looking at it, aren't you? And she's like, what? She's like, the sty.
My sty. I got it before.
And then he's like, gets the balsamic vinegar.
And he's like, oh, but ow. And she's like, what? It's so like, balsamic vinegar in my eye. My sty. It's not even the eye.
I said, sty guy is so me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I have a story.
Like, give him a second.
I have a story about eye stuff on a date, which is, which I'll tell in a sec. But then he like, what happens? Like, he like gets salt. Or am I?
Hey, no. Then he gets it. He gets a balsamic vinegar in his eye, and then one pigeon goes on him, like lands on him. He's like, "Oh my god!" And another one does, and he's like, "Whoa!" And then he falls over,
and he's like, "So he's like, this is a bad place to choose, right?" He's like, "This place sucks." Which I feel like you can relate really hardcore relate to like I feel like there's like so much pressure to choose like a cool place if you're especially if you're like asking someone out.
Yeah, for sure.
And then
I can relate to Carrie in that situation a lot. Because totally. I feel like I've definitely been with people where they're like something's going crazy or just they're really, really nervous. And it's actually so easy to give them space, like leave like a kind, like I don't know, have a kind attitude towards them because I don't know, yeah, like you said, we've all been there. We've all been the star guy.
And she was also like pretty kind to him.
She was really kind to him. Yeah. It was like the best version of her.
Yeah. She was being so nice. She was like, it's okay, don't stress.
And he didn't like freak out. I feel like some guys would have like fucking punched a pigeon or something. Yeah. Like, they would have been like really pissed off. Whereas he was like, oh, sorry. Like he was still like self-deprecating and stuff. And I was like, rock hard.
He was pretty upset. He was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, he did. When he fell off the chair.
Fair enough. Anyway, what's your eye stuff that you
do? So I was
do?
On a date and then I was getting like live. What's it called? Like at the time, it was just like conjunctivitis, just like happening in your eye. I don't know if you guys
like
had
it began.
Recently. Yeah, because I was like, oh, my eye's a bit itchy. And like 20 minutes later, I'm like itching it so bad. And then my like vision was going a bit foggy. I was like, I'll be right back. And I didn't even know this person that well. And then when I went to the toilet, I just like saw that I was. It didn't look like that, but then I came back and it was just like you know when it just like starts forming like just gunk like half across your eyeball.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I was just like, anyway, it's fine. And they're like, are you okay? Because I kept like touching my eye so much. Oh, and I was like, no. Just like using like the spoon to look. like back at the table. Stuff. Yeah. And at that time, I didn't know it was conjunctivitis. I just thought something was in my eye. Yeah. And then I like left and I like looked in the mirror and there was just like shit all over my eye.
I just like, really I'm just gross. Imagining this like crust like all the way up your eye.
And you're trying to like be so hot and cool and stuff. You're like, no, it's fine. It's just like some random shit in my eye. But yeah, I don't think there's anything more. I don't know if I'd rather have, would you rather have something in your eye or in your teeth on a first date?
Eye feels like a medical problem that I can get away with. Teeth is like oral hygiene.
Yeah.
No, I prefer teeth, obviously.
You reckon?
Because that person gets to be like, you have something in your teeth.
Or you can
like,
get it
it's
out.
Like, it's like, I, you can get it out. You have conjunctivitis. You can't just cure it by touching your eye. No matter how hard I try. Just like
pull out gunk from your eye.
I still think eye.
Because you've had so many eye issues.
Like if you have like a massive sleep in your eye or something, like it's that's gross.
Yeah. But sometimes I do have massive. I don't know. You know when you like forget to rub your eyes in the morning and then like halfway through the day, you're like, oh, I've got.
It's insane if the difference it makes.
If we hung out and you just had sleep in your eye, I wouldn't be like judgmental. But if I think if I went on a date with a guy and they just had sleep in
their eye, it's different when other people do it. Like some people were like, if they have a BO or whatever, I'm like, whatever, that's fine. Other people, I'm like,
you're like, take a shower.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Some people don't trust when they go to the bathroom. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't trust.
Oh, I've been in like male toilets and I hear them either wash or not wash their hands, or they'll just do like the quick under the running water. And I'm like, that's not enough.
Also,
that's
you're touching your penis.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Because like look, there's definitely been a time where I've been in a massive rush or whatever. And I've like, wiped my vagina, but it's been like, here's toilet paper. Like there's like two, literally I have not touched my body at all. And I've been in a rush. And usually I don't do that because I want to wash my hands or whatever. Like most of the time I don't wash my hands.
Most of the time I do wash my hands.
Yeah. But if I was in a huge rush. Whereas with men, I'm like, every time you're touching your dick, like if I was holding my vagina every time I piss, I would wash my hands. Totally. Do you think it's
like a power thing? Like they just want everyone to give them head?
I just think they don't give a fuck. I feel probably. Like, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I think they just think their dicks are great. And they're like, why would that be a problem?
Yeah, I think it's like in another way, it's taking up even more space. It's like men who don't give a fuck about like, I don't know, like picking their nose in front of someone or whatever. Because they're like, oh, it's fine. It's like, no, it's not. You're repulsive.
And they have
I fucking hate that.
Black bottom of feet and they put them on their dirty feet on top of like a coffee table. And you're like, yeah.
No.
And some people have gross feet and they don't think they do.
No, exactly.
It's mostly like, it is, again, it's the same dudes who are like washing their hands like that. You know, like you should wash it longer. I've been here. I've been taking data.
Or like dudes who just leave toilet. Like shit in the toilet.
Oh,
it's like literally clean it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Point is,
you know who leaves shit in the toilet? Burger. He'll leave shit in the fucking toilet. Burger wouldn't wash his hands.
Does he have a home? He's calling from his house, I imagine.
He is calling from his house. Look, I don't fully hate him. I don't think I fully hate him yet.
We just don't know anything about this fucking guy.
And I hate Carrie around him.
Yeah.
You know what's annoying? I feel like Carrie all the time is like, Burger's the one that got away or whatever the fuck, like just in general from like the last moments I've met and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, because he's like you or something. Like he's like a version of you. It's like looking into a mirror and you can both like, and then you can just like run away from being like actually having a conversation with anyone because you're both just like Kerouac.
I also feel like so they met at the wedding at the end of season 5, but then I think she's stuck in that because she says at one point she loves like the time before a first date where you can like imagine all the perfect stuff.
That is fun. And I think she doesn't want to get out of that because of her recent relationships being such an effing disaster.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, it's not the relationship, it's you.
She's romanticizing him.
Yes, she is.
She's like, I want to watch a movie. And like, that's why at the end of the episode when she just like rocks up so bravely and just like what she's wearing at the day or whatever.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Actually, no, that was my theme was just body image.
Oh yeah.
And a weird thing of being like confident within, like, because I'm, you know, pretty confident in the way that I look, but then there are times where I'm like, okay, that's my ex was not someone I used to see, and right now I'm not wearing any fucking makeup.
And it's always going to be those times too.
Dude. I'll like literally, like I'll turn into the biggest freak because I'll just be like head down, like, hey, how's it going? Like moving my face around.
Yeah. So they can't get a good look.
Yeah, literally. And it's so weird because I'm like around my partner, I'm so confident in my most disgusting self. And then anyone else, I'm I wish I could see you like when I look my absolute best or whatever. Just self-consciousness.
I remembered something tragic. So when we were watching this episode, I called Jordan because I was like, wait, have you already seen this? We have actually recorded a whole episode. We've recorded this before, but obviously not right now.
Oh, I know what we said.
Okay, I tell you what we said. I had the best. I feel like we recorded like my favorite 1 minute of like jokes that we've ever done. Because it was a time when I went to Treaty Day Out and like chewed my cheek really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to get antibiotics from like, it was like so rank. And I saw that doctor with like the bald head and the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And I was there for so long. My mouth was like chipmunk mode. And I like walked outside and Jonathan was just like walking past and was just like, hey, what's up? And like, I was like, I've just got antibiotics from like chewing my cheek so hard.
And you would have been so sore. You wouldn't have been able to speak properly as well.
You would have like, been like, hey. And it was like weird for me to be there because it's like right next to her old head. It was just like it was like my face, and I was still going back to Footscray for everything. So yeah,
that is so funny.
That is very funny. I mean, and like of course, and yeah, like Carrie looked like fine. Like I didn't like what she was wearing, but like she looks fine.
She looks like something like out of like she looks like Miss Pippi Honey out of Longstockings. Like she was like doing scrubbing day or whatever.
Yeah, and she's like, always trying to like make herself like childlike in front of Berger. So yeah, makes sense.
Any man really. Any man. What about when she sees Aiden? That was like a big moment.
Huge.
Yeah.
So that was this episode.
That man works quick.
My God. Quick. He's married with a kid. It's like, chill out.
This was like the most appealing he's ever seen. And not just because he has a baby strapped to him. He just seemed like really relaxed, like not super like try-hardy.
100%.
Just denim, like fun and just being like kind of sweet and nice and cool.
Mm.
Like,
I hate the name Tater though.
Yeah. What was his first name?
He's like Tater Tot.
No, that's not his real name, is
no,
it?
No, the kid's name.
I hate the name Cookie Pie.
Wait. You're telling me his real name is Tater Top?
No. His real name's Potato.
Aiden seems really well right now.
I was like, it's not his baby. Oh my God.
That Aiden's like a kidnapped fucking kid. Lesbian. It's no, so a lesbian. Funny. He's even like, when he like has a baby and is a dad, I'm like, you fucking
he
lesbian.
Is gay.
So gay.
And he's married to another like furniture person.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so funny.
And he eats puss.
Yeah. Well, not all of it.
Not all of it. What do you mean? What does that mean? What's eating all the puss? Jordan, what's eating all the puss?
I was trying to mean not all of it.
Jordan, what is eating all the puss? Is it like from like asshole? Is it like inside the cracks of the outer flaps and like licking around?
It was okay. So what I was going to say is that he's saving a bit for the baby. But
why would the baby eat
It's what come from this? There.
But sperm makes the baby.
So, the baby's already born.
No. But like prior to that, he could like have eaten. So say in a world where pussy is
okay. Like that boys like push out babies into the tummy. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, no, he doesn't eat his own sperm.
I think that like if Aiden were like sucking dick, it would make more sense if I was like, no, he eats all the dick. Well, not all of it, because some of it has to make sperm to make a baby. So he's not swallowing all the cum.
Yeah, but
because he's got something to make the baby. So yeah, it's not.
It doesn't really
matter.
But,
how do you eat all the vag?
She means if you ate the baby too. The baby wasn't part of
it.
It doesn't. What I need to say straight up is that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I didn't say what I thought I was saying, which is that you can't drink all the cum because you need some cum to make the baby.
Yes, but the vagina isn't cum.
I know, but I forgot.
Do you eat all the puss though? Or do you
certainly not. You
got to
save some for the baby. I ain't getting into that taint.
too much.
That was, yeah, that was a big moment for Aiden to turn around. Good, good like comic timing and
fun
stuff.
Fun room. Good, and good hair. Yeah. Like he's looking good. Like yeah. he really made me be like, yeah, Carrie should have stayed with Aiden.
And when he says, I have a baby and she's like, I have a date. Oh my God, I've read that too.
That was so disgusting.
Good. I have a date.
No, I loved it. I loved it.
It's was so like, funny. It's perfect. But
because it's you know, because it is a sore point for Carrie. But she never wants kids anyway. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe she does.
It's like, imagine saying I have a date to the man you cheated on.
Totally. It's like, we know there's nothing new, bitch.
You know what? Round of applause for Aiden, because like he really lucked out in this scenario. Yeah. Because like he, like the fact that he's got a baby and a wife now, and Carrie, who cheated the fuck on him, is now like comparing his baby to her measly date that she
am I being weird in that, like, I feel the opposite. I feel like he's annoying here. I feel like he's annoying that he calls his son Tater Tot. And I think maybe it's where I am at the moment. Because I'm like, fuck, I'm like, Carrie, it sounds way more fun to just be like going on a date with like such random men and like with your fucking like not eating all the pussy.
But he's a dude. I mean, like if he was a woman, like if he was a lesbian and they did used to date and then she was like, I have a baby now or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be like, oh God, yuck. But because he's a dude and like doesn't really have to do much.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, he didn't have to push it out or anything.
And also he's not getting cheated on, which is a huge win.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't meet her.
She's in the
Have the budget to meet her.
No.
Interesting. And also like I guess kind of like funny.
We didn't meet her because he ate her all.
He ate her whole. I think which is her entire body.
There's another theme, I guess, as well
I don't think I've named one theme. Oh wait.
Another theme of exes, because like another storyline in the whole episode is Miranda falling back in love with Steve.
Yeah.
And that's pretty brutal. And I think she's really funny in this episode when she's like calls him to do the voicemail. Like, she leaves a voicemail. She's like, it's Miranda.
Yes.
And she, oh she my clears God. Her throat.
Yeah. She's like, wait, what did you say? I had it written down somewhere.
Yeah, me too. Just being like, hey, Steve, it's me. Like,
Wait, that Miranda. Was this episode, right?
Miranda. Mark can look after Brady.
Oh, yeah. She's like, hey, Steve.
So she's like reading it like it's a note. Hi, Steve.
How are you?
It's me.
She has the notes in front of her as well.
I know.
Because she's nervous.
Fuck, that bitch Cynthia Nixon can be so funny in terms of really embarrassing herself. Yeah. That was really, really good.
And Steve, when they get to the restaurant, being like, geez, Louise, it's dark in here. And she's just like so like not acclimatized to it and stuff.
No, but also I wrote that down as I fucking hate it when you're trying to do something nice or whatever. And then people, it's like a very burger move or whatever. Just like commenting on like, I don't know, like if it's a nice restaurant, you're like, whoa, look at the prices at these wines. And it's like, we came to a nice restaurant. It's going to be fucking expensive. Why comment on it? You know what I mean?
So you can look it up. I mean, I don't know if they had the internet back then, but like you can.
I think it existed.
You might not have been able to look up. But present day as well, Carrie's particularly annoying.
And people saying that it's dark. And also for him, I mean, maybe he's completely blindsided, but it's like.
You could use the dark, Steve.
Yeah, it's like she's asked, but she's also asked you to.
Also just try. Just don't be
blindsided because he can't see. But
she would have paid for it. It's like not even, I think he's just trying to be like, I hate it when it's like real, like especially with food and stuff like that, like real, it's like anti-snob or it's like tall poppy but with food or whatever.
I think
like
people
if it's
who
like,
really carry the class divide as a chip on their shoulder are annoying.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes. Me too.
I mean, like not the class divide is annoying.
Hey guys, can you stop talking about the class divide? It's really been a downer on our nice meals.
No, I mean like especially someone who isn't like poor.
Yeah.
And they're like, you never catch me with.
Especially when your meal's getting paid for and it's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. No, especially someone who didn't grow up poor. I just find it exhausting.
What's his vibe? His bar is called Scout, right?
Yeah. And I feel bad for saying, I didn't mean like that class divide is annoying. It's like, obviously, just mean like.
It is annoying. The divide itself is annoying.
The divide is very annoying, but like people who go on about it and ruin a nice time.
He owns a bar. Like he's in the restaurant business. Anyway, whatever. It's just like, fine. But it's trying to be a nice date. I don't know. Yeah. It's not like.
And sometimes I think people complain
plane just to have something to talk
they
about.
They literally totally. Fucking do. Yeah. Especially, again, especially, it's not like he's like the fucking Iceman that got melted out of the ice and is like, what is this place? Like, but that's what he's acting like. It's like, you live in fucking New York. You've been to this place totally before or whatever, you relax. Know. Like, and also let, why are you making this part of the conversation? Why like let Miranda enjoy her nice night out?
Is he like also so obtuse that he can't tell that this is a date? Like, I know. When does Miranda invited him out to dinner in like at like this and like got a babysitter and everything? They've usually just hung out at her house and stuff like that. I'm like, I feel like taking it would be a good idea for him to just like mention at the top on the phone or something like that and be like, hey, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I was like, what are you doing?
I never heard you use the word obtuse.
Thank you. It's new.
It was really great. It's well
good.
Done.
That's a good use of that word.
Thank you.
No, I think he should have picked up on it too. And he's like, got a hot date later or whatever. But
yeah.
I can also say maybe he's just like so in his mind. She has like pretty much told him that she hates him.
Yeah, like she's like every episode.
She said shit on her face. Stuff. Oh, that was actually gross.
Really gross. Oh my God. I heard a really funny
It was such
story.
A big amount of shit as well. It like was it wasn't so just like, much. It was like, and then she was putting more of it on.
We were talking.
She was doing that on purpose. She's fucking scat
fiend. We were talking about. I was talking about how like I think it's like a thing that you don't understand until to like two friends who have a kid. Like you don't understand how like mothers can just like because I've got friends who will just like
hold it
take poop. Out like a poo. Banana from no the, like the kid will be eating a banana and then they'll just take the same banana and eat it like the gunk.
Yeah, that is like, it is gross.
Stuff like that. And it's like I get it that you do that when you're a mom and all that stuff. And then the dad I was talking to was like, yeah, like I do that all the time with our daughter. And then he was like going on about how he does that with their daughter. And then the mom cat was just like, yeah, can you stop talking about that? It's making me sick. And it was just good to hear that she was just like, I don't do that. And it's like my daughter.
It's good to know that you don't have to do
You don't
that.
Have to, yeah. But like, I get that it's easier sometimes. Maybe it's just like there's just like mess everywhere all the time. So
they're just eating the leftovers.
No, like it's like out of their mouth, like birds.
It's like what they do with like fucking... Like,
wait, the parents are eating from the baby's
It's like
mouth.
A kid, a baby will just put in like stuff like, I don't know, strawberry or whatever. Strawberry's like probably too nice. It's like, I don't know, a biscuit. And then they're like dribbling it. And then the parents to clean it up will sometimes just like eat it up from their mouth.
They actually don't have to do that at all. No, you don't have to do that
just
at all.
Move it.
But we say this, but like, you know, people like,
I don't mind if they're like breaking up fruit with their mouth instead of cutting, like trying to like feed
that's
it.
Normal,
like, that's
normal,
fine. But it's not like they're like...
Like, they're not taking it from the baby's mouth.
People do that though. It's like normal.
Oh
apparently.
My God. Okay, whatever. Do you know what?
Live and let live.
It's not the worst thing that's happened in the world.
No.
But it might be.
We don't. Next minute, it's like, well, yeah, I guess we will.
Look, I'd breastfeed my cats if I could. I don't know. Yeah. I reckon I would cross
with the
line.
I wish I could breastfeed myself. I feel like.
I would too. So if I had, if any of us were like pregnant at the same time or whatever, I think I'd be fine if I was just like pop it on, like pop my baby on your tit or whatever.
Imagine if you could make your own food and just like sustain yourself. It would be like,
so no, sorry, no, we're talking about two separate things.
Like, no, nice to have yours as an option, but it's like,
no, I wish I like, if I had a baby and you could breastfeed too, I'd just be like,
I'd
chuck it on like
to wet. Like, I thought you were trying to breastfeed me. I'm like, yeah, but I
could. I wouldn't breastfeed you.
Well, that's what Irvy wants. Irvy wants to breastfeed herself.
I want to breastfeed myself.
That's like drinking your own piss or something. I don't know. I know it's not. You know, it's very normal and fine to taste
to
your own
drink
breast
your own
milk.
Piss.
Good. Well,
I just feel like it would be really self-sufficient.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Yeah.
We'll have to do it eventually, I think.
Just feed ourselves.
Well, I think we'll have to like, we'll be like harvested like cows when like we run out of water and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mad Max. It'd be cool. But I did feel really bad for Miranda in that moment because I was like, it's a lot for her to be like, well, God, no. I hated her in that moment.
When she was blindsided by Steve having a girlfriend already.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, she's so vulnerable right now. And she
tried so hard.
What did she say again? I can't even remember that bit. I feel like I skipped.
No, so she was like, I have something to say that like I'm sorry about what I said the other day, and he's like, no, don't worry, I get it, you're pissed off because I'm always around.
When she snapped,
and she's like, he's like, you won't have to worry about that anymore because I'm seeing someone. It's going great. She's great.
Feel bad for her.
Yeah. Or just tell him then, Miranda.
Mm.
Like, why not?
Because she's got her pride, which is like a little bit unbelievable at this stage. It's like, dude, you've only seen one guy in the last like how
many
years.
I guess they also have this kid together. And is it better to just like, they have like a functioning relationship now
if she were to admit that she was in love with him, it would just like muddy the waters a little
bit.
But
I don't think it would, because they've already broken up so many times. Like, I feel like they could, and they've got this kid and he's still like so adoring towards her. That's if she was just like, hey, I love you or whatever, I'm sure he would dump his fucking girlfriend, you know?
But like, he's been burned by her so many times and for once he kind of has this like upper hand in the fact that he's dating someone and he's interested in her. Like,
but Miranda doesn't give a fuck risky. About that.
I think she does.
No, she doesn't care.
She was really hurt when he was like, I'm dating this other woman.
She doesn't care about like breaking up his relationship with that woman.
No, but I don't think she would. I don't think that he would leave her for Miranda in this moment. And I don't think that Miranda would be able to handle it.
Of course he would. It's fucking Steve. Like, Steve is so obsessed. She would like do anything.
I feel like that would make him less attractive. Like if I was Miranda, I'd be like.
So Miranda's
like if you were with your like simp of a boyfriend who then finally like liked someone else for once.
So it's making her horny. So she's just kind of like, oh my God, actually, no, if he did break up with her, I'd be so not into him. That's true though. I get that.
And then if he broke up with the like one person he's liked to be back with you, you'd be like, I don't want you.
It was
like,
I don't Skipper. Trust Steve.
He's like the original Skipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skipper, rest in peace.
Yeah, oh my God, Skipper. Yeah.
That guy left.
He looks like Skipper a bit as well.
Yeah. And then as soon as he dumped his girlfriend, because Miranda was like, oh, fuck, you're all hot now that someone else wants you.
Yeah.
She was like, yuck.
Yeah.
I think it's that. But I think I just have a distrust of Steve.
You're like the biggest Steve conspiracy theorist in the entire world.
I just feel like he would do
something about Steve.
He would do something to hurt her. Because of how much she's hurt him. I don't like him.
You think he's
going to explode?
It
might be just the actor or something like that, but I'm like, there's something sinister about Steve.
Is it his voice?
I think it's because he's like, I'm a nice guy.
No, it's because he uses W's instead of R's and it makes you feel angry.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've watched this show for 7 years so slowly that I've had all this time to think about Steve.
You have this like Twin Peaks-esque element. Steve, it's like,
I'm always like, I thought we were getting rid of this fucking guy. Steve's been hanging on for my entire
20s.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
We've been doing this for like a decade.
For a decade.
That's scary.
No, Evie, you started later. We did this all like, I feel like, yeah, wow.
That's scary for you,
Evie. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Beautiful.
We should talk about Charlotte and Samantha's plotlines because we have barreled through.
Yeah, whatever. Charlotte wants to be a Jew. Is it this one?
Yeah. Well, she finds out that she tries to trick him mid-orgasm.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
You don't really care about the Jewish thing, do you? And he's like, no.
Also, I don't really like watching Charlotte have sex with Harry. I don't know. I think she's really hot and I don't think he's physically that attractive.
No, but she really likes, he's like the sexiest sex that she's had.
Yeah, because she's so hot. Like, I feel like he's just like, you're so fucking hot. And she's I think she'd fuck herself in the mirror kind of thing. Because I think she just wants to be appreciated for the goddess that she is.
Which, I think she's so hot.
She is so hot. In that, even the outfit, she's like wearing this like sheer like skirt and this like pink and black kind of like bra set. Looks really good. That's next episode. I don't know.
She's so hot. He's into it. But like, yeah, I think, I don't know. Is there much to
say? Harry's hotter than Steve for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Harry will like take care of you.
No.
He'll fucking sue someone else for you.
I like his personality so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to fuck Harry.
You don't have to.
I kind of do. I don't know. I kind of do. I feel like
I would fuck Harry over Steve.
Oh, I would 100%. Steve would be all slow and he'd be like, is this good?
Oh my God. I couldn't.
I understand personality wise that Harry's more attractive, but I just don't physically.
You would have sex with Steve.
I think you know what it is? I don't like narrow shoulders, and Harry's bald with like narrow shoulders.
He doesn't have narrow shoulders.
Yes, he fucking does. He has like a shark head where it's like he's
yeah,
like,
he does.
He does have a fucking shark head because it's like his shoulders and top of his arms are real like narrow, and then it's like up his head, which is all fine, but I just feel like it doesn't work for me.
He kind of reminds me of Wombat and like, he's got an animalistic like urge to him. I'm not saying I'd pick him out of everyone. No,
his eyes are beautiful. Like sometimes when he looks, he's kind of like, I have things I have to say.
Although sometimes he has acting eyes when he's like,
Yes, and that's a like, turn off.
Yeah, it's like I don't like schmacking. That. Yes. There was a bit where when he was having dinner with Charlotte where I was like, Harry's hot. And then he did eyes and I went, no,
it's not. Oh, it's so tough, isn't it?
Who
it's
would really you rather tough. Sleep with, Burger, Steve or Harry?
I'd probably fuck Burger.
I'd go Burger, but probably because I just really love Ron Livingston.
Do you love him?
I love him.
Because I've been watching this show, Louder Milk.
I've been watching that too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's an amazing show, but I just want to know what's going to happen. It's not that good. Like,
it's weird because he's doing that character again, is where he's just kind of like, bum, 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 and he's just kind of like witty guy.
He's good in Search Party or whatever.
He's great in Search Party. He's great in Band of Brothers as well.
Yeah.
He is cool. Yeah. Okay.
He's also more of my type in terms of like dark.
I think eyes. I would personality wise go for Burger, but
it's insane that we're all choosing to fuck Burger, even though we know that Harry is a better lay.
No, because
we literally know that.
Actually, I take it back. I just fuck Harry. I'd fuck Harry because like he's a lawyer who could like sue someone. He's rich.
Oh
like,
my God, so
but
much
I
money.
Don't want to fuck someone I don't find physically attractive.
I find Harry physically attractive.
I think he would know what
of his
do.
Money.
I think he'd also know what to do sexually.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd like to have an orgasm from someone that I didn't find physically attractive. I think
you're
would
barely
be...
looking at him.
That's true. Who's the fourth? Oh, who's Samantha?
Who's the foot?
Harry.
I'm Harry. Yeah, Harry does look like a foot.
Oh, he does.
So, who's Samantha fucking in this episode?
Juan. Oh, wait, no. Juan is the door guy. She's fucking the stock trader guy.
Hands down here.
So I fucked the stock trader guy.
Of course.
Oh, that guy can get it.
Yeah.
He's fucking hot.
So door guy.
Wait. Three moles and there's like a stockbroker guy the whole time.
Wait, stockbroker or Harry, Irby.
Or Juan.
Is that a question? Obviously the stockbroker.
Yeah. The stockbroker guy is great.
Are you serious?
And I love the way he says he's been sleeping with Samantha. He's moved into the meat packing district, which means that it's no longer the cool place it used to be or whatever. But he's sleeping with Samantha and gives her like insider stock training after he comes. But he also says beautiful things like, that was the best effing head of my life.
This is effing.
I think that's sweet because I'm like, sometimes you just do it and there's no comment. And you're like, was that good? I like literally fucking like did this. I feel like it's nice to be like told that it's good.
No, totally. I felt more, it was funny that he said effing. Like instead of that was the best fucking hit of my life. But also I love how hard you said that. I felt like we're all teenage girls.
And you're like, guys, I think it's fucking sweet that he said that. So that's real fucked up.
You do all this work and it's like, was it even good?
No, I think it's fine that he said that.
I think
it was
polite and chivalrous.
I agree.
Yeah. They're effing. They must have run out of fucks this episode.
You can only have a certain amount of fucks.
Yeah.
That's the best.
He seemed
also
great.
Samantha's showing her tits less in the sex.
We're getting a lot of bra
right now. Yeah.
I loved it when she got caught. I loved her little fit when she got caught in her lingerie.
Oh, I love so when she was like, funny. And they're like, ma'am, can you undo your cuff so we can do ours or whatever? Yeah. And then she's like, all the good ones are getting arrested. Oh, or whatever.
So
I was like,
funny.
You're so fucking funny. And Carrie is not fucking funny. Samantha is funny. And yet Miranda laughs at Carrie's jokes all the time and they're fucking shit. Bullshit.
Miranda is like also quite mean to her friends. I think I want to get into that more maybe in the next episode. But there's some stuff where I'm like, bitch, calm down. I think they're really, with all of them,
made Miranda's
again,
boring. Like, they made her, like, she used to be so much more interesting in season one, and now it's like she's, like, just the mum that hates her life that no one wants to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
shit
sexist.
On her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
They're like, what do mums do? Get shit on their face and get rejected.
I know. And it only gets worse in the next episodes, which I actually started keen to start talking about.
I just loved the way, I loved the imagined this story between Samantha and the, I guess, like the superintendent of the building when they open the door. She goes, Juan.
Yes, totally. Also, is this the first time Charlotte's mentioned Elizabeth Taylor much on this thing? Because she's talking about Eddie Fisher and Elizabeth Taylor and Elizabeth Taylor converting. Anyway, I feel like that's something that keeps going throughout the series. Also, Eddie Fisher left fucking Thingo Fisher, whatever her name is, Debbie Reynolds or whatever the fuck her name
Carrie Fisher.
Not Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher's mom.
Debbie Reynolds. Yeah,
Debbie Reynolds for Elizabeth Taylor in this really fucked up way. Do you know that whole story?
No.
Oh my God, really, really quickly. So Elizabeth Taylor was always like super fucking hot, and her, Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher were together, and they've been together since she was like 18 or whatever. Elizabeth Taylor was with this like executive kind of guy that was like really, really hot, and she was like super, super in love with him. But Elizabeth Taylor was like super, super hot during this time. Her husband died in a plane crash. And then...
Worst way to go.
Yes. And then Eddie Fisher was like, we're friends with Elizabeth. I'm going to go over there and just make sure she's okay. Like, I'm going to fly over there and just like be there with her. And Debbie Reynolds, who was like super sweet and like super young and everything, was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Oh, he's such a good like man, blah, blah, blah.
You can't let him go, ladies.
Never let go.
Never trust.
Never trust him.
Anyway, but then Elizabeth Taylor, who was Debbie Reynolds' best friend, like started like essentially like fucking with them. And then they got married.
Oh.
And then, like, he left. Yeah, he divorced. Wow.
Which one was? Because she. How many people did she marry in the end, Elizabeth Taylor?
Oh, like
so
eight?
Many.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's kind of slay.
She married one guy like three times.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
Elizabeth Taylor just did what she wanted to do.
She's so cool.
She was funny at her funeral. She made them like in her plans. It was that she was going to show up an hour late because she was always told she'd be late to her own funeral.
Oh, that's.
And
so
I'm like,
funny.
That's funny. That's classy. Funny.
Elizabeth Taylor is just all class. And Debbie Reynolds looks nice as well.
Yeah. But Debbie, also Elizabeth Taylor looks like the friend who fucking fucks her best friend.
Boyfriend.
And boyfriend. Absolutely. And Debbie Reynolds looked like the victim. The
victim. She was really sweet. And also Eddie Fisher was kind of a cunt to her. And like everyone kind of underestimated her because she was like treated kind of like a ingenue throughout like this entire thing
And that's also, so to be fair, you wouldn't really want to be Elizabeth Taylor's like close friend. I think she's just like a queen from afar, but like,
she had a lot of like issues with men.
Yeah.
And she was seen as such a sex symbol. It was like
full on.
Like,
and then she was like absolutely like mocked for her weight gain in her later life as well. And it was
so
just like,
fuck.
And then the one that was doing that funny was Joan Rivers. Everyone else should have shut up.
You will die on a Joan Rivers shaped bridge.
No. She's done some fuck things, but she's also done some great things. Oh my God. Her early stand-up's incredible.
And she's
in the 60s.
So old.
And
everybody forgets
iconic.
How fucking old she is.
And how much she works. Have you seen that doco? And when she's like, I'm still working.
Yeah.
It was cool to
see. A couple of years before she fucking died as
well. Yeah. It was insane. Cool to see, but also like, do we have to work that hard always?
No, and also she's a bit fucked, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But her comedy in the 60s was great. Like literally, I think my brother has like a tape of her like comedy from the 60s.
Oh, and
so
good.
It was so fucking funny. It's just so impressive. Best. And also she was so rude like from that age, which I'm like, that's fucking impressive in the 60s.
It's good.
Oh my God. We need to do a hex.
We can
podcast.
This is the end of the first episode of season 6 and stay tuned because we're going to start doing some bonus content as well a little bit further down the line and maybe we'll fucking talk about hacks. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
If you have any ideas for what bonus content you'd like to hear from us, definitely let us know.
Yeah, it can be anything. If you just love our takes, our hot takes,
our hot
anything.
We barely talk about the actual subject. Yeah. We're just like,
Well, we got to rate the episode.
Yeah, we got to rate the episode. So I give it this episode a 9 out of 10. I really liked it.
I actually fucking give it a 9 as well because it was like so, I was like
action-packed,
laughing.
Action-packed. And yes.
Cackling even.
Okay. I think 8 for me. Yeah, great. Loved it. Good episode. I didn't like the shit stuff.
I feel like you... What's the shit stuff? Oh, like
the shit on the face.
Yeah. I feel like you need to rewatch it. I don't know.
I've watched it twice now. This is the only
we've done a whole podcast on it twice.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just like not in the right frame of mind for it. But I did enjoy. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
There was so much that happened in it.
There was a lot that happened in it and it was like fun and good. I think that I get frustrated with the Carrie focused plot lines about people like Berger or like, I don't know. I think
that's
I just like didn't have time for Carrie this episode, which is fine. I have more time for her in other episodes, but like in this one, I was like, it was just pulling from more fun plot lines for me.
Yeah, but also like there was so many, like everyone had a plot line in this one.
Exactly, which is I think a testament to how much I found Carrie annoying.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Yeah, why do you give it? You already gave it,
I already gave it a nine. Do you even listen to what I talk about?
Yeah. Sorry. Nine. Fuck yeah. Thanks, everyone. Love you.
Thank you. Bye. I said I'm sorry.
Cancel. I'm like freaking hungry. Thank you.